You are listening to Standards in 10 Minutes from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards with Matthew Childs and Cindy Parakill.
Hello, my name is Matthew Childs, and this Standard in 10 Minutes is ISO 37003, Fraud Control Management Systems. Here are 10 things you need to know. Number 1. What the standard is all about. ISO 37003 provides practical guidance to help organisations manage and reduce the risk of fraud. It supports the development of a fraud control management system tailored to an organisation's size, structure, and risk profile. The standard covers the full fraud lifecycle, prevention, detection, response, and recovery, and applies to all forms of fraud, whether internal, external, collusive, or committed in the name of the organisation. It helps organisations identify vulnerabilities, assess risks, and implement effective controls, while also promoting a culture of integrity, accountability, and transparency. By aligning with this guidance, organisations can reduce financial loss, meet stakeholder expectations, and respond more effectively to fraud threats. Number 2. Why the standard was developed. ISO 37003 was developed in response to the rising global threat of fraud, which is becoming more frequent, complex, and damaging across all sectors. In the UK alone, fraud losses exceeded £3 million per day in 2024, with the banking industry reporting a 16% increase in cases. Fraud now affects not just financial institutions, but also public bodies, non-profits and supply chains, where incidents such as staged truck hijackings for false insurance claims are becoming more common. To address this growing challenge, ISO 37003 provides organisations with detailed guidance on how to prevent, detect and respond to fraud. It supports the development of fraud control systems that are proportionate to an organisation's size, complexity and risk exposure, helping organisations build resilience and maintain trust in a fast-changing world. Number 3. Who the standard is for. ISO 37003 is designed for all organisations, regardless of size, industry, structure or sector. So it is relevant to businesses, government bodies, charities and NGOs seeking to manage the risk of fraud at an organisational level. However, the standard is not designed for individual consumers to address personal fraud issues. Number 4. A management system standard. ISO 37003 is a management system standard. These are standards designed to be used across all economic sectors, organisations and geographical, cultural and social conditions. Management system standards are among the most widely used and recognised standards. They include standards such as ISO 9001, 14001 and 37001, which apply to quality management, environmental management and anti-bribery management respectively. In fact, there are more than 80 management system standards. One of the fundamental principles is that all the standards can work together. Those already use a management system standard in one part of their business and are considering implementing additional ones in another area will find that the process has been made as intuitive as possible. This is down to the harmonized structure, the concept that management system standards are structured in the same way. So users who are familiar with one management system standard will immediately feel at ease with another, even when using it for the first time. Number 5. What's in the standard? ISO 37003 addresses the full range of organisational fraud, including internal fraud committed by employees or insiders, external fraud carried out by third parties or hackers, collusive fraud involving both internal and external actors, and it also covers fraud committed by the organisation itself or by others acting on its behalf. The standard provides guidance on effective fraud prevention strategies, early detection mechanisms, and appropriate response and recovery procedures. It also includes methods for integrating lessons learned to strengthen future resilience against fraud. Number 6. How organisations use the standard. Organisations use ISO 37003 by establishing a structured fraud control management system tailored to their size and risk profile. The process begins with leadership commitment to integrity and clear anti-fraud policies. A detailed assessment of internal and external fraud risks follows, helping identify vulnerabilities across operations and relationships. Based on this, organizations design and implement effective controls, such as segregation of duties, reporting channels, and investigation procedures. Training and awareness programs ensure that staff and stakeholders understand their roles in preventing and identifying fraud. And to complete the picture, ongoing monitoring, evaluation, and improvement help maintain the system's effectiveness and adaptability to evolving threats. Number 7, benefits of using the standard. Organizations can benefit significantly from using ISO 37003. It helps protect their assets, reputation, and stakeholders from the harm caused by fraud. By implementing the standard, organizations can enhance trust among partners, customers, and regulators, demonstrating their commitment to ethical practices. ISO 37003 also supports the development of a culture rooted in integrity, transparency, and accountability. It strengthens overall governance and resilience, enabling organizations to better manage the growing and evolving risks of fraud. Through proactive risk management, organizations can reduce the likelihood of financial loss and reputational damage. And finally, using the standard helps improve compliance with legal, regulatory, and ethical obligations, contributing to long-term organizational sustainability and credibility. Number 8, how it works alongside other standards. Thanks to the ISO harmonized structure, ISO 37003 is designed to integrate seamlessly with other widely adopted management system standards. Crucially, ISO 37003 reinforces ISO 37001, the standard for anti-bribery management systems. ISO 37003 expands the scope to cover insider threats and external fraud, supporting a culture of transparency, accountability, and long-term ethical resilience. Together, 37001 and 37003 provide organizations with a unified strategic framework to tackle bribery and fraud risks head-on. Number 9, fighting fraud in your name. One valuable aspect of ISO 37003 is its focus on fraud committed on behalf of an organization, not just against it. This includes cases where third parties or even employees use the organization's name to commit fraud without proper oversight or controls. ISO 37003 encourages organizations to go beyond internal controls and look closely at how their name, systems, and brand might be exploited externally. It supports due diligence, third-party risk assessments, and clearer boundaries of responsibility. This forward-thinking element of the standard helps organizations not only defend themselves, but also avoid being vehicles for fraud, reinforcing trust and ethical conduct both internally and across their wider networks. Number 10, the people involved in developing the standard. ISO 37003 is developed by ISO Technical Committee 309, Governance of Organizations. Established in 2016, the committee focuses on standardization in the field of governance, specifically addressing aspects of direction, control, and accountability within organizations. Technical committees bring together experts from national standards bodies and industry. The committee also benefits from collaboration with key external liaison organizations, including the Association of Chartered Certified Accountants, the Chartered Quality Institute, the Information Systems Audit and Control Association, and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. So, there you have it, a standard in 10 minutes, ISO 37003, Fraud Control Management Systems.
You have been listening to Standards in 10 Minutes from The Standard Show. Subscribe to us now wherever you get your podcasts.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.